When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Warning, this program is not intended for the easily offended, nor the genteel, perhaps, but for those who've lived and learned about real life while standing in a pasture during breeding season, you can handle what I'm about to say. I remember it well. The first time I learned about the birds and the bees. There was no buzzing going on, no birds flitted by, but there was one big bull and some cows getting it on. As I cringed in childlike fashion, the questions rolled off my tongue to my dear country mother's ears as we stood in the pasture. And with grace and intelligence, she answered matter-of-factly and delicately. She took into consideration my limited ability to understand more than necessary at that age. Her honesty became my example of how to handle the tough questions that emerge, especially around livestock. I put it into practice, her same straightforwardness with my sons when they wondered. And it all seemed so very natural to talk about that kind of stuff. Now, some things we learned in the heat of the moment, pun intended, and sometimes we go out and we seek an illustration to help our children grasp the big concepts. Other times, they just soak up stuff, like little sponges, and you as the parent don't realize how much they've seen or heard until at the most inopportune moments, it surfaces. One of my nieces the other day posted on social media her little cattleman with a pen and pad in hand, and her caption read, "He's writing his first words, cow, shot, syringe. His kindergarten teacher is going to see some weird stuff. Thank heavens we go to a country school." I hee-hawed, recalling countless times when country stuff just came up and then out of little country kids. So I replied to encourage her, "Just wait until they want to talk about semen choices during table conversations at a restaurant. You get some strange looks from the folks in the next booth. But you will survive, dear niece, and cringe and laugh, because nothing beats country kid convos." Now, after years of it, it doesn't change. Current example, I'm standing at a bull development facility between one of my adult sons and another young man who are talking about bovine collection and stimulation and broken body parts necessary for procreation. None of us flinched. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.